WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Hezbollah fired rockets into northern Israel this morning after Israel struck Hezbollah targets in southern Lebanon this week, increasing fears of a full-blown conflict. Lebanese officials say the Israeli attacks this week have killed almost 500 people and wounded more than 1,600 in the deadliest day of fighting there since 2006. More from the BBC's Hugo Bachega in the Lebanese capital.
On the roads from southern Lebanon to Beirut, cars and vans were packed with families, many carrying only a few bags with some belongings. Dozens of schools and other facilities have been turned into shelters amid what a government minister described as Israeli atrocities.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu defended the strikes in southern Lebanon.
Those rockets and missiles are aimed directly at our cities, directly at our citizens. To defend our people against Hezbollah strikes, we must take out those weapons.
President Biden will be on the world stage today when he addresses the United Nations General Assembly in New York. CBS's Stacey Lynn has a preview.
The wars in Gaza, Ukraine, and Sudan will dominate the conversation, along with the possibility of a wider war in the Middle East. President Biden's address will be his final one from the green marble podium before the November election.
Florida's governor has declared a state of emergency for much of the state as forecasters track a system churning in the Caribbean that could strengthen into a Category 3 hurricane this week. CBS New York chief weathercaster Lonnie Quinn is watching.
Right now it's south of Cuba. Doesn't even have a name yet. Tomorrow, we think it becomes Tropical Storm Helene. By Wednesday, we have a Category 1 hurricane. By Thursday, making a landfall somewhere around the Big Bend as a Cat 3, a major hurricane. Then it pushes inland. It makes a curve to the north and west because of that high pressure system.
Our waistlines aren't expanding as much, but it turns out that when they do, they really do.
Around 40% of adults in the U.S. are obese, which according to the CDC suggests that the obesity rate in adults is no longer growing. That marks the first time in over a decade that the nation's obesity rate has not inched up in results from the federal government's National Health Survey. Now, when it comes to severe obesity, from 2013 to 2014 through August 2021 to August 2023, the prevalence increased from almost 8% to close to 10%. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
And the National Institutes of Health is warning that at the higher ranges of obesity, people are at the greatest risk of the diseases that are linked to weight gain, like heart disease and diabetes. Dow futures are up fractionally at this hour. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More school threats. A 12-year-old girl all the way in Arizona was taken into police custody for making a threat to Milwaukee schools. Milwaukee police were investigating the threat and ended up tracking the IP address to her home in Buckeye, Arizona. She's now facing felony charges, including making a terroristic threat. You'll remember last week we reported that the State Department of Justice is asking parents to talk to your kids about these threats and make sure they understand how serious they are. The Trump campaign announced Sunday that they are launching a Wisconsin bus tour that will run from September 23rd to September 25th. The bus tour consists of 9 stops ending in Waukesha. The tour will feature former presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy and RNC committee co-chair Laura Trump at the last stop in Waukesha. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers prep for Minnesota. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Green Bay is 2-1 heading into this Sunday's matchup with the Vikings. Head coach Matt LaFleur said it's been a team effort to win each of the last two games.
I think that can galvanize our team. And we needed everybody. Everybody's, you know, I don't want to say, because I'm a firm believer that you don't rise to the level of competition, you sink to the level of your preparation. And these guys prepare the right way. They come to work the right way each and every day with a great attitude. We go out and we have some tough practices.
Starting quarterback Jordan Love, who practiced all of last week, has missed 2 games with an MCL sprain, but could return this week. Kickoff is at noon on Sunday.
The Brewers have 6 games to play in the regular season. They are in Pittsburgh for 3 games starting tonight before a home series with the Mets. The playoffs start in October. And the kickoff times for the next 2 Wisconsin football games are set. They'll be at USC on Saturday with a 2:30 p.m. start. Then they come home to play Purdue a week from Saturday at 11 a.m. Filling in for Mike Clement, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 71 this afternoon. The wind out of the east becoming north at 5 to 10. Tonight it'll be clear with a low of 48. Tomorrow sunshine 76 on Thursday. Sunny with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
Pat Kreitlow.
Tuesday morning, we talked to Julie Lassa with more ways that the Biden-Harris administration has been investing in Wisconsin's smaller towns and the rural economy.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who once planted evidence so he could make a citizen's arrest, Pete Schwabba.
That is a very timely thing you bring up there, Todd. Welcome back to the program for this Monday night edition of Nightlight. It's chaotic here. Todd Michaels is sitting in for the lovable Conrad.
The very lovable Conrad.
He's hard not to love.
I'm going to say allegedly.
You haven't heard him yet, have you?
No.
Is it allegedly?
Allegedly, right.
Okay, supposedly. And Nikki Zirjev is here. Our friendship has started on the air. And wouldn't it be funny if we were like besties on air and then just hated each other off the air?
Do you think that really happens? I
don't know. I think it does. You hear stories.
But how do they make that work?
There's a lot of stories of like news anchors who do get along, you know, and they've got to do the whole, here's Nancy with the story, right?
And they're just muttering under their...
I hope you die in a fire.
Right. Got some great audio from some anchors in Los Angeles who just... Paul Moyer was the guy, Do you know Paul Moyer?
Yes.
Okay. And he and one of the ladies that he worked with at one of the news stations over there, yeah, they did not get along.
I heard that. He had a great, like, I like news people who are willing to step outside the... You know, I was watching, and this was Paul Moyer, and there was a woman that went in to rob a liquor store, and he's giving us the story, and he says the women got away with over $400 in cash. She's about 6 feet tall and weighs 250 pounds. He was, and I was, you know, you hear
all
it, you look up,
judgment.
I can't believe he just said that. Like,
right.
But he just did. Like, they reach a point where they just don't care. You know, they got to make it fun for them. It's very funny. This is fun, though. Nikki Zirjev's here. Todd Michaels is filling in. We're going to do some paranormal talk in a little while, and we're getting to know Nikki. We were talking before the break about what would you turn your child in for. So I feel like if my child was in danger, like let's say there was like a bar fight and some guys like did something and there was like manslaughter involved, I would try to cover that. I wouldn't want my kid to go through a trial. Or like what if they witnessed a mob? You know, would you try to protect your kid from that, or would you make them testify against the godfather?
Well, no. Then I smuggle my sweet Babu out of town and assume a new name. And
I hope you weren't calling him that in front of the mob, because they would probably take him out on principle.
Absolutely.
Sweet Babu.
Well, isn't that from...
Hey, sweet Babu. Come on over here.
Hey. Sweet Babu.
Say hello to my little friend. Say hello to my little Babu. Oh, boy.
All right. So here's the other thing. Demi Moore, I do these Hollywood beats here. It said after she had her second child, she rode a bike 60 miles a day to get back in shape. She would take a bike from Malibu to the set of Indecent Proposal and then back. First of all, who is watching? Maybe the kid was in a tag along the whole ride. I don't know. I doubt that.
That's aggressive.
That is really aggressive.
And that is that coast? I mean, it's
yeah, it's not safe.
Brutal.
It's awful. So, as a mom, what do you think about that?
I don't exercise, Pete.
I'm not saying
I'm not on a bike.
No, I'm not. That's not where I was
going. I know.
Okay. I'm just saying,
for
like,
the sake of my children, I do not exercise. That was the joke.
You
there.
Do that because you love them, because you want to be around. 60 miles a day on a bike, that's what, 4 hours?
Oh, yeah.
Just trying to get away from the kid, maybe.
Uphill. That, maybe she does have a plan
it's
there.
Nannies? It's a right. weird question to ask you when we're trying to start a friendship. So
I didn't think I was going to be. I don't know what.
There's nowhere
what
to go.
Part
with
of that question, I'm going to be judged on. It wasn't the exercise portion, obviously.
Right. Let's just 86 it. That could go south, and then our friendship is not. Because I don't want people to judge. I don't want people to say. I don't want people to say you were trying for a gotcha moment.
Yep.
For Nikki's, you know.
Forget it.
Apparently,
quit. Right here.
Great.
Storm off.
So the timber rallies, you used to work for them. How was that?
I did. Hey,
that's
it was
pretty
great.
Cool. See a lot
so
of baseball.
So the timber rallies, I would love to really think back and do some math as to how many baseball games I've seen in my life.
Yeah.
Because working for the team for 11 years, 11 seasons, that's 70 home games plus, you know, if we make the playoffs, et cetera. Yeah. And then fast forward a good number of years. And I married a guy that I met at the ballpark who was my boss.
Nice. Oh, boy.
And so we have.
I don't even know what that means.
Don't even.
I think
don't
we
even.
All know what that means.
It doesn't mean that.
Okay.
Todd just consummated your relationship somehow with a ring of a bell. I don't know.
15. We have been waiting 15 blessed years. Thank you. So, yes, I've seen a whole lot more baseball games because of that.
Yeah.
And our boys, one of them plays a lot of baseball.
Travel?
Yes, now. Yep.
That's a commitment.
It is. But yeah. We love it. We
oh,
love
that's
it.
That's good then.
Yeah.
That's
yeah, it's yeah. not excruciating for us.
That's
so that's
great.
Good.
And you go with the, I was amazed. My kids did martial arts, which is great. It was like 2 tournaments a year.
Yep.
And that's it. But when we were in these hotels,
yeah.
I'm convinced it's hotels that are behind these travel sports because they're all packed.
Yeah.
There's gymnasts and ice skaters and wrestlers
yep.
and baseball players. It is insanity. But
it
I'm
is.
Sure you have like a little group of friends that
yeah.
you go and it's probably really fun, right?
It is. You get to know some really great parents.
Yeah.
And because you're spending so much time with them,
yeah.
they become really close. They become like family.
That's so fantastic.
No complaints.
Were you secretly hoping ever, like my son played baseball till he was 14, and I was like, if he's bad, I just want to know right away. I don't want to invest
all this.
Well,
we had sort of a different mentality. So because both of us are passionate about baseball, we both kind of played, relatively good, but never anything spectacular. So we just assumed that having a child together, people would assume if this child is anywhere near good at baseball, they're going to think that we have shoved the sport down
oh,
this
right.
kid's throat. And we didn't at all. And we were, you know, allegedly going to be fine if they wanted to play chess or dance or do whatever.
Whatever, right?
Right. Well, this kid, without any bias or any influence, really did have a ball in his hands. At
Jeez.
All times, and hand-eye coordination at a young age, and I can sound like, and I do probably sound like all of those Homer parents that think that their kid's, you know, really good, and blah, 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 blah. But, yeah, right now, he's a lot of fun to watch.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And if you have fun going to the games,
yeah.
that's all that matters. But he must have picked up base, like, if your husband works for the Timber Rattlers, I would imagine your son was at the ballpark all the time, like kind of like a gym rat. That would be so cool.
Sort of, but not as much as one would think, not as much as we could have been. And I didn't spend a ton of eating, but that whole nature versus nurture.
Yeah.
Is it our biologies?
Right.
Was that a contributing factor?
It makes sense
was
to
it
me.
Just
yeah.
sort of like a lottery?
Totally.
Lottery pick. But
I'm going to do an about face here.
Yeah.
Todd, get ready with the bell.
Okay.
I don't At first, I judged you because you don't bike 60 miles a day. Okay. Now I think you're a great mom.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
And it's not because I don't.
Excuse me, I don't know what Todd's doing over there.
Right. You can bring that right here. We can bell for each other. I'm pro bell.
If you hear a great point.
Absolutely.
Don't hesitate.
I am not a, I love this thing. I want one by my desk.
So you've lived in this area your whole life. What's the best thing about Northeast Wisconsin?
The people. Aren't we great?
Yeah.
He says mildly.
Oh, you beat me to it. No, of course the people are great, but like, did you grew up in, you said,
in Hortonville?
Okay.
Yep.
Which is
a small farm community west of the Fox Valley.
Yeah.
So west of Appleton. And haven't really, I mean, I go back for sports now, but I'm fascinated by some classmates that have stayed in the community and some that wanted to get out right away. And
right.
I just didn't really know who, what, where, why, when.
You're just like open to whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So don't you think Green Bay, like, to me, Green Bay looks incredibly different than it did like 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's amazing down here.
Mm-hmm.
And this, I was trying to think about where the Port Plaza Mall used to be, because I remember in high school coming down here
right
to buy clothes. Was it across the street?
Yeah,
was it
yeah,
right
yeah
on the river? I thought
well,
it was
no, because this was the parking or the ramp.
The parking ramp that's right over here is the one that was with the mall. So it's right
there's
here.
There's still the logo
right
on one of the sides.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, go by the Northland Hotel, and there's, I think, still that Port Plaza logo on
oh,
the,
I love that.
The parking
oh, that's so
structure.
Cool. Okay.
I think.
I thought, I guess I was just going to turn around. But I lived in Marinette. We'd come down to right Green Bay to shop at Port Plaza because,
yeah,
you know, it was bigger than the Pine Tree Mall in Marinette. So there you go. Do you believe in ghosts?
Yes.
Nice, Todd.
Do you really, though?
Because I do.
We've not like, talked about this.
So ghost as in, I believe, oh gosh, I've never had to put this into words. This has always been.
It's tough.
Well, but it's also kind of, this could be tricky. So I wouldn't mind being visited by a relative that
right
passed.
Oh, you had me. I wasn't with you until you said relative. I thought you were going to say a ghost. I was like, what? That's the scariest thing ever. But you're right. That would be really cool.
Right. Like if they, you know, all of a sudden if I have a picture in a certain place and
yeah
then all of a sudden it's very much in a different location, an appointed location.
Yeah.
Or, you know, stuff like that. Like you hear about them all of the time.
Relatives.
Relatives.
Talking. Yes.
Right. I'm fascinated by... Like, I used to watch Unsolved Mysteries as a kid all the time. And the idea of reincarnation is fascinating to me. I don't
oh, yeah
know how deep of a dive I would go with that as a belief.
That's really interesting. I want to ask you, Todd, where you've, because reincarnation always used to freak me out. I was like, I like my family. I like the people around me. I don't think I want to be with different, like if I'm born
right
again, what if I'm born into some family that hates me or something? It's a creepy feeling, and I don't, maybe we should ask the expert, or we could save that till after the break if you like. Do you want to stick around? We're going to do paranormal talk,
let's
Nikki.
Keep
you're
doing
welcome
it.
Absolutely. Okay. Nikki Zerjev is going to stick around. I think that means the friendship is in full swing, Todd.
I'm really here.
What would you
no,
give
it's
it?
About time.
What are we at? Like 60, 70%?
Friendship?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's more than that.
It's night one.
I can see it.
Let's
yeah
not put the pressure on ourselves
yeah
either, right?
Okay. She wants to be walking down the aisle already or something like that.
Well, that's
no
not a friendship. We're both married, no, Todd. Thank you.
Love.
All right. We're coming back with
creepers,
more
creepers
awkwardness on Nightlight with Todd on the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The Todd Alba Show.
Troy, our grand prize winner from that just a bit outside the movie Text to Win contest out in beautiful Mount Horeb.
You gotta go see this movie. You know, you'll laugh, you'll cry. I know that sounds cliche, but it's true.
It is.
The no narrator was perfect for this movie, and that's what made the movie.
Yeah.
Seeing the players in their own words telling these stories.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes That's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump, on his Truthy Social platform, he wrote this, quote, "It was 3-on-1, but they were mentally challenged people against one person of extraordinary genius."
Real man of genius.
Here's to you, Orange Man. Losing by a whisker, then saying you won.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
All right, so from the 608, I guess I should revisit this. Our question tonight is, what mispronounced word drives you nuts? And from the 608, Racine does not have a long A. It's pronounced Racine. I hear that a lot. Racine. People from there say that, though. I'm from Racine.
I feel like an older generation say Racine.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. Another one from the 608. I was taught to say by accident on purpose, but everyone says on accident. I don't get it. That drives me crazy. Yeah, I could see that. I did it on accident. It's by accident, yeah.
Oh, right? Yes.
Yeah, a lot of people say that, by accident or on accident. I did that on accident.
But it's by accident.
You know what a lot of people say? This is a Northeast Wisconsin thing, too, is people say, I have to be there for 4. Ooh. We're going to eat for 6. It's like just the two of us.
I've never heard that before.
Really?
No.
Maybe it's a Marinette thing. But we're going to eat for 8.
Meaning 8 p.m.
8 p.m. We have to be there for 6. Like they're saying for the number.
Right.
And that's it's just kind of, here's what I heard this at Starbucks. I got an order and the guy says, wait, what did he say? We'll see you up at the window for 1082 today. Like, it just seems like so many words. Yeah. We'll see you up at the window for 1082 today. I don't know.
1082.
That's the price.
It was the price cost. for your coffee.
For a small coffee.
I like that. Right.
And then Terry Barr texted, and you read this to me, Todd, but I failed to read it on the air. Terry says the words Western pronounce Western and Eastern pronounce Eastern. I haven't noticed that as much, but I'm sure it's true.
Old people would say washcloth, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right? Or Arshkosh. Arshkosh.
Arshkosh?
Yeah, I've heard Arshkosh.
Wow. I haven't heard that one. That's interesting. Arshkosh.
Do you like it when people call it Osh Vegas? Does that drive you crazy?
I don't care. They can call it whatever they want.
Some people like to swing, you know. Steady Eddie checks in. Pete, what gets my goat, literally, see what he did there, is when a certain unnamed radio personality spells the name of his show. Oh, Eddie, you and I are going to arm wrestle. N-I-T-E-L-I-T-E, and not the correct way, N-I-G-H-T-L-I-G-H-T. I Googled it, man. P.S., return my goat by noon tomorrow, and no questions will be asked.
Threats? On-air threats?
He knows I can take him. It's not a big deal. No, Steady Eddie has the best text.
You should call him Steady Edward.
Ooh, Steady Edbo.
Yeah.
I like it.
Take him down a notch.
You know what? The only thing, I'll never use this against Eddie because I like Eddie, but he did give himself a nickname, and that typically does not ring well with
me. You can't give yourself a nickname.
It's either that or you talk about yourself in third person. Yeah. I can't stand either one of those.
From now on, start calling Pete Ace. What?
And now, Nightlight with Ace Schwaba.
Yeah, that's terrible. That guy needs a beating. But we forgive it because Steady Eddie, that's a handle for like texting, right? It's like a Twitter handle.
Yep.
I don't know.
A CB
I'm trying
handle.
To bail you out here. I'm trying to CB right. handle all right. So we're gonna pivot here.
Yes, I love this.
And what better night to talk about creepy stuff? Not because Todd is creepy, but because he's here and he is a paranormal aficionado, right? So, I love talking about this stuff with you, Todd. So I wanted to ask you, actually, you offered this. You said you have information about the Deliverance House. I thought you meant the movie at first, but you're talking about the Netflix movie.
Right.
So I looked that up today. That's fascinating. Start with that.
Have you seen the Deliverance?
No.
Well, I don't want to give too much away, but spoiler alert, the movie's actually pretty good. Okay. I think there's some cheesiness to it, but it's basically based on the fact that this family moved into a house. They were not, they were going through a bad time. Mom was losing jobs. She had a little bit of a drinking problem. Dad was nowhere to be seen. And all of a sudden, these things started happening to the family. And so, you know, it's based on a true story. The true story is actually out of Gary, Indiana.
Gary, Indiana,
yep,
Gary.
Exactly. Okay. Yep.
Musical theater.
Perfect place for a creepy story, too, because the town, if
absolutely.
You've been through it,
the tracks.
Yeah.
Right.
In the movie, basically, the son of this mother gets possessed, and they have to go through the whole, you know, exorcism and all that kind of stuff. And in the process, her mother passes away and blah, 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 blah. So when they say based on a true story, obviously there's things that they exaggerate in Hollywood, right?
Yeah.
But there is a part of the movie that's really crazy because in the movie, they take this boy to the psych ward and they've got him tied down in the bed and all that kind of stuff. The typical stuff you would think of a crazy person, right? And
what's the age range of this son?
I'm going to say maybe around 5, 6.
Oh, geez.
Really Yikes. Young. A young kid.
And they take this infant child to the psych ward.
Well,
okay.
It gets worse.
In the movie, he breaks free of his bonds.
Restraints.
And then climbs up backwards on the wall and jumps over them.
I okay. read that. I could not believe that.
So I did some research after the fact, and that is something that actually did happen in the hospital, and it was seen not only by the doctor, but also a police officer that night. And they said, well, you know, a child has some trauma to deal with. That doesn't make you climb up a wall backwards, you know?
Right.
So I did some research on it. A lot of it is there's some truth to it, but actually it was in Gary, Indiana, not in Pittsburgh, like the movie said. And the house is no longer standing. They actually, somebody bought it and destroyed the house because they felt it was just too evil.
Wow.
What in the heck?
Yeah.
Wow.
So that is what made me crazy is when I heard there were all the, like the article I read, there were these witnesses that watched this kid do that.
Exactly. Right.
And at 5, 5, 6,
maybe
right? At 14, he's a gymnast. I don't know. Or he's crazy athletic.
Maybe.
It's possible. But at that age, that is nuts. And they said the kid was like he would smile at you and talk with this gravelly voice while he was smiling. I mean, the creepy stuff that I read about this. So you've seen the movie?
I've seen the movie. Yep.
Okay. And it's a good watch? I mean,
I think it's worth it.
Okay.
You can't take everything verbatim, right? It's right. got to be Hollywoodized some way, but...
And the director, Lee Daniels, said he called the mom and talked to her, but he didn't want to meet with her because he did want to do like his own interpretation
right.
okay. of the events to make it, to movieize it, so to speak.
Right.
But it's
right.
still really creepy. Why would they set it in Pittsburgh? Like, Gary is a really good location for like... There's like 13,000 abandoned buildings in Gary.
Yeah. I'm not right. sure.
We're gonna keep going with this. Feel free, folks, to text in on anything we're talking about. Great to have you with me here at Nightlight. Civic Media's award-winning news is coming up next, and we'll be back with more paranormal talk. It's Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
So keep it up. Quench my desire. And I'll be at your side forevermore.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
CBS News brief, at least 500 people have died and more than 1,600 have been wounded in Israeli attacks in southern Lebanon. The BBC's Hugo Bachega is in Beirut.
Israeli airstrikes, which hit areas in the south, east and north of the country, brought the deadliest day in Lebanon since at least 2006.
President Biden addresses world leaders today at the annual United Nations General Assembly.
It's the final time President Biden will address the UN, with the latest conflict between Israel and Lebanon taking center stage and fears of a wider war imminent.
CBS's Stacey Lynn. Florida's governor has declared a state of emergency for much of the state in preparation for a storm that could turn into a hurricane soon. CBS News New York chief forecaster Lonnie Quinn says the storm is now churning in the Caribbean.
We think it becomes Tropical Storm Helene. By Wednesday, we have a Category 1 hurricane.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The UW system has reversed course. Last week, System President Jay Rothman announced they would no longer be releasing campus-level enrollment data. For example, UW-Stevens Point enrollment data would include students at Marshfield and Wausau campuses. After backlash, they reversed that decision. Meanwhile, UW-Superior is set to get a floating classroom. Here's James Kelly.
The University of Wisconsin-Superior is nearly ready to unveil their floating classroom and research vessel. According to school officials, the project has been in the works for over a year and is now in its final stages before opening its doors for student use. The vessel will be called the Sadie Ann, and it will support programs for researchers, university students, and even K-12 students. The floating classroom is currently being built in Louisiana, but will sail up to Lake Superior once it meets Coast Guard requirements.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Just because you've been part of a hit show for 10 years doesn't mean your spinoff is a slam dunk. Just ask Eric Stone Street, who played Cam on Modern Family. A one-off called Mitch and Cam, which would have featured Stone Street and co-star Jesse Tyler Ferguson, who was Cam's partner Mitchell Pritchard on Modern Family, was in development but ended up not getting the green light. What was his reaction when he heard the network passed? He said his feelings were hurt. Actors are people, too. Actress Demi Moore says she biked 60 miles a day after becoming a mom for the second time. After giving birth in 1991 to her daughter Scout, Moore said she would bike 30 miles to the set of Indecent Proposal from Malibu and 30 miles home. I guess any excuse to get away from a crying baby. The actress admitted she felt pressure to drop weight, but also that at the time it was important to her to get back in shape as well, and there was no way she was giving up the lunch buffet at Golden Corral. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 71 this afternoon. The wind out of the east becoming north at 5 to 10. Tonight it'll be clear with a low of 48. Tomorrow sunshine 76 on Thursday. Sunny with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of Eau Claire, 93.5 The Tap, and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I noticed when you buy toilets, they all have like these snazzy names. The Ambassador. Toilets do not do any kind of ambassadorship. This is for people who take huge dumps. This model.
The Ultimax.
The Ultimax. Why would you name a toilet that? Just a serial number is fine.
Every single toilet should be called the King's Throne. That's it.
Works. It's a lot easier.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, Bill Carroll, President, Teamsters Joint Council 39, and Ben Wickler, Chair of Wisconsin Democratic Party. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
But without Pete Schwabba.
Is he here?
Yep. Oh, just in
Look at
time.
That. It's almost like working with Mino and the Mayor, ladies and gentlemen.
Sheesh. Your first time doing a
it's
show?
The first time I've ever done that.
You walked out, I'm like, where's he going?
It's just returning a text. Very important text.
Yeah.
Fair, okay? No such thing.
Was it Sage?
Any update
he
on
said,
the niche?
Don't you ever talk about me on the air.
Don't you ever call me Saggy. Soggy.
Do you have a you have a Sage voice? Do you think?
I would. What are you trying to do to me here, Nikki?
I don't
are you
know.
Getting me to imitate my boss on
No,
the air?
No.
That's not gonna happen.
Just saying, like when I imitate my no.
When I
that
hear Sage
go...
talk, that's what I hear. Ding ding.
Like those Shopify ads. Ding. Ooh, it's the happy cash register.
Exactly. No, that was weird. That threw me.
Like this happens to me every morning. It must be me because Mino and the Mayor are late every day at some point. And I just couldn't believe you were doing
Todd's
that.
Todd's here. He's got
it. Yeah, Todd's got it. He can do a show.
So I would say a handful of times I've heard Conrad say 20 seconds and I'll be like, okay, but I'm like in that room or whatever. But yeah,
that's outside.
Really you did say new clock.
Yeah, but not there.
Well, in the essence of time,
thanks,
really hasn't
not in that
changed.
Position yeah. of the hour.
That's a weird. So here's I want to get back to the paranormal stuff, but I do want to say that before we go on, and Nikki, you don't know this, Todd, I don't think you know this. I have a little bit of a crush on Sofia Coppola. Okay,
okay.
I love the movie Lost in Translation, one of my favorite films. I think she's a good director. So she came up as a friend request on Facebook.
What?
Not a request. I'm sorry. A suggestion.
Oh, a suggestion.
People you may
two,
know.
Two different things. Yep.
Two different things.
Yep.
So, you know, I click. I'm like, oh, I'm just going to see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
So I click on it, and I start getting this back and forth with what I assume is her AI assistant or a bot.
Right.
You know, it's or a hacker trying to.
Right.
So when do I know it's a hacker? I assume I'm not really talking to Sophia.
No, you ask Nicolas Cage-related questions.
Well, that's not a bad question, or that's not a bad
suggestion.
Way to go. Yeah, thank you.
Well, yeah, maybe, but what I'm trying to do is like get her on the show. So is the person who's trying to hack me, does you think that person has the connection to Sophia?
No,
that could make that happen.
I don't think so.
No, but do you think it's a bot or do you think it's like an AI assistant?
I think it's somebody messing with you. I think it's somebody pretending.
I want to see the picture.
The picture is real. All the celebrity like people that come up. And I'm not trying to name drop, but I have some famous friends, and
sure.
I think as a result, I get
wink.
Yeah,
wink.
They're all from the 70s, but Ethel Merman and I very tight.
Love
the ghost of Ethel Merman and I very tight.
The inevitable. So that's. I mean, it's her. Obviously, even if they're a hacker,
just,
they're not gonna.
Why? How do you know it's her? Just because it's a picture of her?
I'm saying the picture is used of her. Yeah.
Well, yeah, but you know, I could pretend to be. You know,
she's adorable.
Yeah, she's great.
What's her name?
Really
Sophia?
Sophia Coppola. So a lot of times, well, that's what Facebook is doing now. Celebrities have accounts, Larry David, they want followers and all that kind of stuff. So I'm trying to figure out if that's what this is or if it's just someone trying to hack me. Because she came up like Larry David does, like, you know.
Does Larry David come up on your
people
you may know?
Nope, not at all.
Well, all right. Well, even those people who I might be friends with, it's all just, you know, like stuff promoting themselves. It's not like they're not interacting with you. That's why I assume it's more like a Twitter thing or a I don't know. It's weird. It has. She's my hall pass.
How old are you?
She's your hall pass.
I thought I could have fun with this. So Conrad, I was reading the text back and forth one night to Conrad,
right?
And he thinks it's real. So no, but I'm just like sort of seeing where this goes and having fun with it on the air.
As Sophia line one.
Hey, I get
Kate,
it.
And
here
Sophia.
She is now.
You guys think I'm a sucker, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Double bell.
All right. That's
double bell. In stereo. They're available.
Tony from Madison from the 608 says, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Wisconsin. In fact, Annie Hall, in the film Annie Hall, Diane Keaton pronounced it. She said, Woody Allen said, where are you from? And she said, I'm from Wisconsin.
Ouch.
And right there, you're like, no, you're not.
No, you're not. Yeah. Beat it.
I don't know.
You're no Sophia.
Right. Well, there's only one Sophia and her bot. But other than that, there's only two Sophias. So let's get back to the creepy talk other than what we were just talking about.
Yeah.
Pete has a crush on a bot.
There's nothing weird about that.
And I can't get anywhere with it either.
At the staff meeting tomorrow, did you hear Pete actually thinks that this, you know, this actress is trying to contact him?
I always know he's a little weird. I don't think I couched it like that. I think, you know, but you got to admit, it's worth a shot because you don't know. What if it is her?
You miss 1,000% of the shots you don't take, Pete.
Exactly. Thank you, baseball.
You have
exactly.
to. You have to.
And what, here's, my self-esteem is at risk, though, because if I can't, if the bot starts turning me away, then I know I've got problems. If the bot won't even take my credit card number. No, come on. Listen, we're done here.
If you that, if you get that, hey, Pete, I'm in a jam. I'm on the side of the road with a, and I need you know, $100.
I need a gift card.
Yeah.
And the.
Has that happened yet?
You know what? Not with this account, okay. But I will say I did not fall victim, but in 2009, that was the first I had ever seen. And it was a friend of mine who got hacked and said, I'm in London. I have no money.
Oh my gosh. I've had that happen, but I knew right away. Yeah.
And I contacted a friend and I probably look stupid, but I'm like, if this really is an issue, why are you using Facebook Messenger?
Right.
But I still kind of thought I should at least look into it. I had never seen that before though.
I did the whole, hey, have you heard from Bill lately? And just play the game a little bit. Yeah, I guess he's doing really poorly because, you know.
Yeah.
And if you just see what their response is.
So right. You that's always fun. Like so to dabble.
I like to egg them on a little along. Bit. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know.
No, wait. That's what I'm doing with Sophia.
Okay. Well, what? Like what? Give me one of the lines from your.
All right.
Newfangled
Nikki,
phone over
can
there.
Can you talk to Todd for a second?
Sure.
Delve into my Facebook.
Here's what I
want to
know. Mm-hmm. And maybe you're thinking of this, Nikki, too. He had to take it outside.
Yeah.
That seems a little
although
odd.
Then, when he got back from his delayed return and when we had to start his show without him, in which I took a photo of his absenteeism, then he proclaimed that he was just down the hall in that other room.
Oh.
So now he's already mixed up his location twice.
Oh, man.
In the time, and he's turning a different color.
Well, I have a pinkish shoe, as it is. But when I walked in,
he's great, by the way. Pinkish shoe.
Pinkish shoe.
Yeah, pinkish shoe.
Pinkish shoe.
You guys didn't hear me on the phone when I walked in. I was like, Sophia, I can't say it right now. The guys are around. All right, so it says.
Now I'm one of the guys. It's like working in baseball all over again.
The guys and Nikki are here. Uh-huh. So I said, she said, where are you from? This is one of the first things she said. I'm doing just fine today. I'm happy to connect with fans. So I'm a fan. Where are you from? I said, the Midwest. What about you? Because I don't want to give too much away. She says, well, I'm currently in Germany for a shoot, and it's been pretty good and exhausting, too. Originally born and raised in New York. I don't know why you ask that, though. LOL. She's a sweet girl. She's just trying to, like.
Did you see his puppy dog eyes?
Listen, that was.
Oh, listen.
Know. So I said, because you asked me. See, I don't want to play
this
easy.
This seems weird already.
Yeah.
What's Sophia's last name?
Coppola.
And I said, we're developing a friendship here, right? I read all this on the air, and Conrad was giving me advice. And I think that's where I went off the rails. She says, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for always supporting me. And I felt weird at this point. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm just like fanboy right now. How do I turn this to
how
my
do you
favor?
Pivot?
Yeah, exactly. So I said, thank you. She said, so what have you been up to? Since we never spoke.
That is exactly the moment we knew
this
was not legit.
Which of my movies is your favorite? And I thought, I'll be truthful here and see what she says.
Oh, that's when you throw out one that's not hers and see how she responds.
Star Wars.
but make it something that's not obvious.
Yeah, right.
And then
but
if she goes,
kind of throws like an Olivia Munn vibe in her profile picture. Mm. So make it adjacent. You know, like a doppelganger type thing.
So if she's smart enough, she'll say, "Oh, that's not my movie."
But the problem
Peter,
is,
she'll call you Peter.
Oh, I would love that. I think the problem is even a bot or an AI assistant.
You are really
think I'm an idiot. This guy's a moron.
I'll tell you right now, your entire audience thinks you are.
We've got two live people thinking. You are, but you're...
They know I'm doing this research for better radio. So she said, lost in translation, I will be talking about it on the radio this week, and this is my in, but I haven't taken it yet.
She says, so she threw you a radio bone?
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
No, he threw the radio bone.
I threw the radio bone.
Oh, okay.
She, like, copied it and used it in her response. Really? Please, would love to see you do that. I appreciate, thank you for always supporting. So, listen, she wants to be friends right now.
So, listen.
That's fine. Hmm. I'm just, you know, I'm a happily married man, so I'm
I
not.
Thought doesn't our sound like it. New no. and blossoming friendship took precedent, but nope.
No.
I'm already playing third fiddle to.
But he's a.
Jeez.
To a
an
bot.
AI bot.
Third fiddle.
He literally.
Wait, who's the third fiddle? Me
he literally
or the bot?
Had to leave the building to take this text.
That was not the text I was talking about. I had well, it on the sheet
the
to talk about.
The first thing you're talking about
because
when
it's on the sheet, Nikki.
Oh.
God.
I'm going to unbell that.
Listen to me.
Listen, Linda. Look at Linda.
Who's Linda?
You've never seen that
never
video?
Seen that commercial? Or the.
Linda,
YouTube?
Linda. Listen, Linda. Linda.
Some little kid. Linda, 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 listen. Listen, Linda.
I don't watch TV.
No, it was a YouTube. It was something. Your friends probably shared it 27,000 times.
You know what Todd said to me last week? What's up?
Nice.
It did. It felt good to hear that.
Did again. It go on for like 4 minutes?
No, that was it.
That was it.
He was demeaning to me. And
yeah. No, I was. Listen, we're all even now. I was demeaning to you last week. You guys are making fun of my celebrity bot crush, and that's fine. Okay.
That's fine.
Shows up to the show after the break, 30 seconds late.
Like, no big deal.
Huffing and puffing when he
Listen,
came in from outside.
I planned to talk about Sophia the whole time. See, she's on the sheet.
Oh, sure All enough. Right.
No, I was texting my wife. So, not Sophia. So, my real life wife. How funny if I just keep digging a hole. It gets worse.
Well,
and worse.
It is kind of fun to listen to you talk.
That's what
just,
I do.
All right, put your foot in your mouth.
Are you glad you stuck around?
Oh.
I'll tell you what.
Might
I
be
am.
A little late to start my day tomorrow.
I'm glad she stuck around because this would be very awkward.
Oh, God. This is great radio. How many hosts are willing to put themselves out there and
You're
be
right.
rejected by a bot?
You're going to lose sleep over it when you.
A cute bot, but.
A cute bot.
Yeah. Who's very talented directorially.
Allegedly.
Supposedly. So let's jump back into the...
Should we?
The spooky we talk.
We've spent 12 minutes. It'd be 12 and a half if I was here on time, but 12 right. minutes.
Yeah, Todd and I have spent 12 and a half minutes talking about it.
You guys were just looking at each other and then the chair. You exchanged looks.
Like, can you believe this clown?
I know. What's his deal?
Can you believe
right?
Sage still has this guy?
Does he think he is Mino? They don't. Do they cut it
now,
that close every day?
He's giving me that cue.
What did you say?
Do they cut it that close a lot?
Oh, dude, don't even.
Yep. This is Todd's happy time.
Khan said he panicked because the both of them during the 1 minute break they both left the room. He's like,
absolutely.
Where are they going?
How do I get them back?
That's so funny. No, I do want to talk about the other Tallman House, Todd. So we have to, maybe we can set that up now and close the show with that.
All right.
I think
right.
that is like mind blowing.
So this is great for Sherry and Horicon, right?
Yeah, Sherry and Horicon, for sure.
So you wanna kick off the conversation?
Yes. This is a house the Tallman family bought in 1987. And to furnish it, they bought a pair of used bunk beds from a secondhand store for their two boys. And when that happened, all these crazy things started happening in the house. They had an old woman, old woman with long black hair glowing like a fire. Doors would open and close by themselves. A chair rocked by itself. They would also hear disembodied voices calling from rooms that were empty. To no surprise, the Tallmans called their pastor to perform an exorcism.
Yep.
Todd. Have you ever, I'm just going to go off on a tangent. Have you ever heard of an exorcism working?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, I have. Right. I've seen film and actually listened to audio of actual exorcisms before.
Really? All right, we'll pick up. All right, that's interesting. Yeah. All right, we're going to continue with the story of Tallman House. This is just for Sherry and Horicon tonight. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap. You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We have three updates, including a court decision favoring the over 97,000 Arizona voters who didn't have citizenship documents on file, a promising poll showing Colorado voters may embrace open primaries and ranked choice voting, and a court case by Robert F. Kennedy to sticker out his name in Wisconsin. The Arizona Supreme Court ruled September 20th that over 97,000 Arizonans who, because of a state error, were never asked for proof of citizenship documents, will vote using Arizona's full ballot. The state will work to correct the files after the 2024 election. Colorado Proposition 131 would implement single-ballot open primaries and use ranked-choice voting should it pass in November. A poll of 800 voters by Colorado Voters First found 56% would vote for the initiative, 8% leaning yes, 21% no, and 4% leaning no. Another 11% were undecided. With hundreds of thousands of ballots printed and some early ballots already sent, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. appealed to have his name stickered over on the ballot after the Wisconsin Ballot Commission denied his request. The commission has since asked the Wisconsin Supreme Court to take the case. VoteBeat Wisconsin reported that local election officials expressed concern at the time it would take and the unknown impact it would have on the operation of optical ballot readers. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole. Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think he's right. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Do I have time to go out and have a smoke?
Before we come back.
Sophia doesn't smoke,
It's just a thing we do. Smoking's our thing.
Sure. You and Sophia?
The bot. The bot. The bot has lung cancer, so
jeez,
takes it easy.
We're gonna start a collection for treatment
for the bot,
right?
The Sophia bot. Steady Eddie, Jim from Appleton says, Todd, do you understand that?
I do.
What does it mean?
Jim from Appleton.
Yeah,
have Nikki on anytime. You three are playing off each other great.
Why didn't I get the rest of that text? That's a great text.
Well, thanks, Jim.
Yeah, Jim's a great guy. Oh, there it is. Oh, he must have sent a partial text, and then I get that. Okay. I was on the phone. I didn't hear that. So. Steady Eddie. Chimes in, Pete. I was only kidding. You can spell Nightlight any way you want to. To quote Bob Dylan, don't think twice. It's all right. Pete, as far as I'm concerned, you are the... Help, Todd. He explains it right here. Greatest radio talk show host of all time.
Wow.
Seriously and literally.
Sincerely
and literally, at least you are in the top 109. I'll even take that. Thank you.
Steadfast Edward. That's awesome.
That's fantastic. And then Sherry from Horicon. I live two blocks away from that house that we were just about to talk about. It was a dresser.
This is interesting because
now you brought up Unsolved Mysteries earlier tonight, and that was a show that kind of covered it right away.
Right.
And there were stories that there were fires and all that kind of stuff in the house. And back then they said it was a bunk bed. So I hadn't heard the dresser angle, Sherry, but thank you for bringing that up. But there's a lot of stories about hauntings and bunk beds, just period. That's something that happens a lot. And I don't know exactly why.
When you said that.
No, I wasn't joking.
Wow.
It's a lady in white. It's a dark man in a top hat. And it's a haunted bunk bed.
That is nuts.
That's an odd trifecta right
there. Really, really odd.
But it's always old-timey, right? Always like an era, like a time period. It's not like you're seeing...
I have a theory on the whole lady in white and all that kind of... I don't think it's a lady in white all the time. I think it might be mist that they're seeing.
Okay.
Like something trying to come together in order to show itself. But they always kind of say, oh, it's a lady in white. She's walking down the staircase,
right? Yeah, right.
Yeah.
When there was a wedding in Three Lakes when I was a kid, and my family had a cottage up there, and going home from a wedding one night, there was like four people in a car, and people had left the wedding. The bride left the wedding, and they had too much to drink, and she didn't see the curve, so they kind of went into the lake. It wasn't a big drop. It's like 3 feet, and the car just went like a foot in the lake. But the bride comes out dressed in white, and the lights are on her, and she's flagging down to help. And everyone in the car is like, what the? And then they got closer to realize what it was. But that's a creepy image for some reason.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But what is with the dresser? Is it like a relic that had been with other people, tons of other families or something? I don't understand that.
There's a lot of stories about furniture and antiques that do hold energy over time.
That was going to be my question. Yeah. Is that can you, objects?
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, think about this. And I always say this. Think of a carpeted room and you've got your couch in the same location. You've got your chairs in the same location and people walk through that room constantly, right?
That wear pattern.
That wear pattern, right? That's energy, right? Mm-hmm. That's how I feel like energy is with hauntings and things like that. I don't know that we know that they're ghosts, but I think people leave behind their energy.
Energy, yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
So yeah. You asked earlier about reincarnation. Do I believe in it?
Yeah.
I think we probably do come back. I think, yeah, I really do.
Here's my, not argument, but there are, what, 8 billion people in the world right
sure.
now? Sure. Hundreds of years ago, there was like 100 million people.
But that's assuming that you're going to come back to this very world in this
right
very
now.
Specific state it's in.
Okay.
You could show up in another world, in another location, doing other things.
Like another galaxy.
Yeah, absolutely.
See, that just seems kind of bogus to me.
That space-time continuum.
Yep.
That's interesting. So you believe in it?
I do. I yeah.
Like
I
believe or lean in?
No, just I think it probably is. Yeah.
Because where does your energy go when you leave? Like, I don't disbelieve. I'm open to it, but I don't, I mean...
My thought process on our energy is when we die, our energy splatters.
Yep.
And it goes anywhere it wants to go. It's here now and it's there and it's over there. And
But it still exists.
It still exists. Energy yeah. never
because
dies,
energy,
right?
Correct.
Never dies. Never
I mean,
dies.
We're made of the same, like, you know, water and dust. And that's the same stuff that makes up. And all the minerals in the world
absolutely.
Are in us.
Yep.
And we're 7/10 water, like the earth. And it's just, it makes sense that. You go on somewhere, right?
Or somehow.
And somehow, yeah.
Somehow, yeah.
Yeah.
I just don't want to be a dresser.
Right. Or have you
I'd be the underwear
that?
Drawer of some disgusting pig,
I
you know?
I wouldn't mind it so much if I was like a mid-century modern dresser, but something okay, from like yeah. the 80s,
okay.
you know,
you
I don't want to do that.
You can't have such specific oh, man, requests that's funny. For your reincarnation.
Oh, I cannot will. Think of a better way to have spent Bruce Springsteen's birthday than with Nikki Zirjev and Todd... Michaels, this was so fun, you guys. Tomorrow night on the show, we've got Matt Miller, the Milwaukee entertainment critic, and Kim Schrader from the Cranberry Festival in Warrens. And then Wednesday, Charo.
Super excited.
Jesse March and King of Queens executive producer Rock Rubin will be here. It's going to be a fun week. Thank you, Nikki, so much.
Thank you.
And I think we should bring in our little guitars that day.
Charo!
And play, yeah, play them in the background.
I would love. You think she that might not. Work well.
Is she coming in studio?
I don't want Sophia to get jealous. That's
right. Oh,
you know,
gosh.
I have,
make
to,
it
I have
weird.
That to think about.
A I've got love a, triangle with
I've
a
got
bot?
A, I've got a bot on the side.
So, right. My side bot.
Conrad, we miss you. We'll see you tomorrow night. Todd, thank you so much.
You
Nikki, on behalf of the entire group here, good night, Wisconsin.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap. Jane Mattiner and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Kristen Wolf returns from Democrats Abroad. If you live overseas, your vote counts too. Don't miss it.
Mattiner on air, weekday mornings at 10.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
The Second Amendment is designed to keep the power in this country with the people.
It's not the Second Amendment that preserves power in the people. It's elections, you moron. A dictator like Donald Trump that is a king and immune from prosecution, that is what erodes democracy. Kamala Harris and Uncle Tim Walz, they own guns. Nobody's coming for them. Chillax, Glenn. Get yourself some facts.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.